very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the number one talk radio station, Eagle FM Namibia. It is Sally J in studio on the Brand Conversation, and I hope that you are doing good. Hope your Monday has started off on a good note. If not, like myself, then you have made the right choice to listening to the Brand Conversation today. I'm dedicating this show to those that are feeling so dear makar between studying, work, and your personal life. You know, being a brand comes with a lot of responsibilities. It comes with career development, like Dwight said. It comes with, you know, being adaptable to what is going on in the world. It means being up to date with it. It means creating content that also relates to you and I, and so much more. And you know, with all of that comes a balance, right? And especially when you're developing your career whilst also keeping the lights on at home and still trying to be a sane person. I'm sure dear makar is the word, the right word to describe what our show is about. So today I'd like to hear from you in terms of what challenges do you think are uniquely faced by a lack of balance for those that are struggling between college or university, work, and their personal life? You know, I was telling Dwight that I was a bit overwhelmed last week. Actually, I started my classes. I'm doing my bachelor in media, and it is, I think the hardest part is getting into the class environment, having to sit and concentrate, having to listen to someone. But the beauty of it is that I'm doing something that I love, so it just makes it all the worthwhile. I'm sure many of you that are studying what you love after so many years, it's that sweetness that adds to life. So we are here to talk about, are students having a hard time juggling between building a career while finishing school? Are Namibians struggling with that? I would like for you to share your experiences and share your tips as well. What works for you? What didn't? So that those that are struggling, including myself, that we can take tips from you and be able to, you know, soar like an eagle, they say, right? So yeah, students, we all know completing a university degree or diploma, it gives us a better chance of, you know, landing a high-paying job, especially after these financial hardships that we are going through. It's so important to have your papers in nowadays time because you can, it can back you up to build your own thing. But that doesn't say that striking a balance between life and work and study, that it is an easy walk in the park. It feels like it just gets tougher and tougher. So to all the tertiary students with debt, bills to pay, a family to support, or maybe even just a general lack of financial stability, I'm here to tell you that I know your struggle. And by the struggle, I mean the juggle between school and work, you know, the late nights that serve as cruel reminders that there are not enough hours in the day. You know, the thoughts of I just need to get by and I need sleep that is constantly running through the minds of working students in this country. And if you are or you know of a working student, I'm sure you know the struggle from the moment one wakes up to the time that we sleep, if one is even lucky enough to sleep, to repeat it again the next day. So it's really crucial that, of course, while we are all studying, that we find a job that can understand and respect the fact that we are students and trying to develop our career. You know, as students, we cannot be overworked, and sometimes we will need to step back from major work duties so that you can maintain your focus on your education. For some, it's really impossible because, like I said, various reasons, like you have bills to pay, you have student debts, you have a family to support, there isn't much financial stability in your life, and that can be a very tough one. I was reading this book by this, he's like a behavioral expert, and he's like a business ethics guy. His name is Wendy Patrick, I know. But anyway, so while he said while working in school still enhances our abilities to meet deadlines and work under pressure and, you know, effectively kind of structure our time management. In addition, Patrick also says working as a student, it can also help to instill a sense of discipline, a sense of responsibility. responsibility, and all the elements that can contribute to a successful life. And when I was reading that, I thought about how I used to be driven by working because it filled my life with these elements. You know, I enjoy the act of always doing. And this includes responsibilities at work, responsibilities on my brand, and all of those things. But now, responsibilities at work and school and having to plan your days in advance to make sure everything needs to get completed and get done, that can be a struggle for some. Yet some days it feels like there was no time to even breathe. That's what I was telling Dwight, that weekends are just a breath away. I truly believe that weekends are a breath away. And we are talking about well-being, right? And a lot of people's well-beings, it's taking a toll because it's becoming too much to handle at once. And unfortunately, it's impossible to even predict that overload of assignments given the differences in the workflow each week, right? So I'm here to ask you, what do you think are the signs that suggest that you are overworking yourself? Let's take a quick commercial break and then I will be back to continue more on the brand conversation. Stick around.
Oulio mnangeshefa no wahara kushivifa oma akuro e kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi kono rahita tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa kono rahita tu natu, mbali o heta tu batatu, ne no la no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
That's right. Don't be afraid to share your experiences today and your tips as we are talking about a balancing between studying, work, and a personal life. Let me ask you this. You know, what do you think are the signs that suggest that a person is overworking themselves? Because if you think about it, hey, working a 9-to-5 and being full-time or part-time studying is outrageous, right? It probably sounds outrageous because not many employers give little flexibility. And that's a big reality in the industries, right? Many of them. Those positions, and especially these positions that I'm talking about, they normally come with more responsibilities and give you less time to focus on school assignments, right? So now procrastinating on assignments, struggling with completing schoolwork, or your grades worsening due to a job, those are all red flags. And if your well-being is at risk, you obviously won't be able to think or perform to the best of your ability. And if your grades are suffering, this is why we are having this conversation, so we can learn how to align what is most important for you now. So if you're finding yourself struggling to juggle school and work, this is where I ask you to consider speaking to someone you are close to or seeking guidance from, a counselor. Because student workers, you have the power to schedule out your days and responsibilities for the better. And the more that you know, the more advantage you need to take of. So yes, surely things can be much different when you choose a job that aligns with your core values and gives you a balance. But like I said, what do you think is the best way to balance your career with schoolwork? Eagle FM?
Good afternoon, Talitha.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. Can't complain.
That's good.
Great. Who are we speaking to?
Daniel.
Daniel, welcome. Are you joining us?
Yes, yes.
Okay, go ahead. So we're talking about the balance here.
Balance of especially on the student.
Yeah, school, work, and personal life.
Yeah. You know, I really want to comment on how the student can be able to align himself and be able to concentrate on his studying and be able to maybe struggling how to really align himself. You know, I will just give example myself.
Okay, go ahead.
I was having a problem when I was in grade, I think grade 7. Then from grade 8 to grade 10 is whereby, you know, I start try to pick up of how to improve a way of how I need to study.
Yeah.
Especially mathematics and physical science.
Yeah.
You know, what I try to improve is that, you know, first of all, I find out that I'm very weak. I need someone to guide me.
Okay.
And the first person was my class teacher. I remember in grade 9, grade 10.
Yeah.
I'm always close to my class teacher. Even after schools, I have time. I time to go to my class teacher's house. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, he give me some kind of question. Then, you know, I try to solve them out. Mm. You know, from that time, I become more stronger.
I see.
I really learn a lot. I can be able to solve questions on myself. I can do questions on myself. No, it enriches me with knowledge. Which means that the first thing that a student can do, because we are having like students who are so intelligent. They are so smart, who can they just be able to learn through when the teacher give them a lesson, they always pick up. They won't struggle to understand things. But there are those ones who are like myself, whereby we need to need someone to explain in details and be able to explain to you how to solve things and be able to understand.
Yes, I hear what you're saying.
Now if a student just give up, say, no, me, I cannot be able to be part of, be in the top 10 of this subject because I'm struggling, but you won't align yourself toward maybe your classmate who is doing better, performing better than you, or your teacher who also, I'm always say, a student and teachers, you know, learners need teacher more than the teacher need learner.
Okay, I hear what
because
you're saying.
The teacher is someone who's already qualified, somebody who's already
working. They're there to guide.
Yeah, and the student, you are still learning and you don't have any qualification, which means that a teacher can be dismissed because of a problem, but can still have another job. But if a learner dismissed because he don't have good communication with a teacher, your life might be in problem. You might lose out.
I see what you're saying.
Therefore, you know, it's the best thing. It's the first, and learner must align yourself with your teacher, whether your teacher like you or not, so that the teacher can be able to help you whenever you are struggling. And you close to your friends, your classmates, who are also doing best, whether people, they call you names, at the end of the day, you know, you learn something out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. No, that's really important. And, go ahead.
Yeah. And one thing that, you know, as learners, you know, that we are having those learners at schools who always, if they know that they cannot be able to perform well, they creating their own gang group. They are just there, whether there's gossiping, gang group, or just something that they just do for fun.
Okay.
And they always pulling, try to attract a lot of students so that they can be able to be in that.
Okay, so some one of has to look out whereby,
for that. Yeah, whereby now, those learners who they don't perform, they find themselves that, it's just better for them to not to concentrate on school activities. They later concentrate on something that does not really take them anywhere. You know, like in sport, there's a sport activities. But sport activity, you cannot concentrate, you pay attention more on sport activity like your 80% of your time is spent on sport activity while you're studying. You regret it. You say, I'm not performing at school. This later than I've done. You without your certificate, without passing anything, you won't be able to go anyway in life.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Therefore, we need to discourage learners so that they can be book. They might not involve themselves in sport activities, but studying must be number one.
Okay, I hear you.
Sport activity must be second.
I hear you.
That when a learner pass, can be able to say, okay, I can be able to go and study in the field of sport. You have qualification.
Yes, I hear you.
But without any qualification, you won't be able to study in the field of sport.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's your hobby.
Yeah. Thank you so much, my brother. I appreciate it so much.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you. All right, let's take a quick commercial break and we will be back to continue more about balancing between studying, work, and your personal life. Stick around.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshina hetero momunyo vietu peva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova puike, odo nongo, nova harupu okuku vater. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiri rimba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako o manao manene shimuna o maile no top run. Tuvadha po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts, tukupa onji viro othemba, ohunga, novitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
That's right. You can also listen to Eagle FM on 104 in Windhoek. We are also in Moshivelo. We are in Sumeb, Grootfontein, Otavi, Otjiwarongo, Okakarara, Okahanja. We are all over. And I want to thank you all, each and every one of you, for constantly joining in and supporting Eagle FM. And I hope that we are adding value to your life through career development and, of course, keeping you up to date with the world's affairs. Now, today on The Brand Conversation, we are looking at balancing between studying, working, and having a personal life. You know, one of the hardest things to manage for any working student is time. If only we could have 48 hours in time, that would have been really nice. But, you know, the minute that you set your foot on campus, you are pulled in 100 different directions. That's what happened to me. You want to do well in school. You want to take all the necessary classes for your major. And you also want to, build your career, build your brand and become a leader in them. And at the same time, you may be working one or more jobs to help finance your education. And somehow, you are expected to balance all of these. Work, school, extracurriculars, and your social life while also staying emotionally healthy. I'm here to ask with those that are struggling, how do you find that balance? What are some good tips? What is your experience in learning how to maintain the balance between your career development and your professional life, especially in the start of your career or especially even in the middle of your career? How do you find a balance between the desire to succeed for yourself and the desire to succeed, in your career or perhaps not having the financial stability to balance those two things? How do you balance between career development and your responsibility as a breadwinner? So that's really what we're talking about today. I was talking to some of my new student colleagues, and many of them, you know, they are telling me that they are doing fine balancing work and all of the activities at school. They talk about adding another class or shift without truly being aware of what their real calendars look like. And, you know, this task is by no means easy on anyone. And I spoke to a psychiatrist friend of mine and how she has seen so many students be successful at balancing all of their expectations with their mental health, but she's also seen them struggle, including herself. So yes, mental health really continues to play a role here, especially when lack of time gets in the way of sleeping well, eating healthy, and maintaining your financial stability. And I want to specifically focus on balance and those time management skills. The best suggestion that I got is writing out your commitments for a week, even if it's hour by hour. It may seem like too much work, you know, but it's basically how you, yeah, so basically it's, you may think, as I say, write down your notes, write down your commitments. I talk about that every Sunday night. And some of you may be thinking, ah, but I already know what I have to do, Sally. But, you know, seeing it written out, it can really help you better manage your time. It can help you prioritize your mental health. It can help you prioritize your career development and your career, including even enjoyable activities. And decide if you truly can afford to add one more thing and still maintain that balance. So writing out really gives you a bird's eye view of your schedule. That might also help you better plan out your classes and your shifts. And decide, for example, should you try to have no classes in the evenings so you can work or not work? So you can take the one class that you absolutely need to take. The other thing that I also want to share with many of you that may be struggling is also how to set boundaries by saying no. And this specifically to the younger ones, right? Setting boundaries, I think, is really one of the hardest skills to learn as an adult, which I'm still learning so much. And let alone as a student trying to please others and live up to expectations. So, you know, when opportunities arise, right, students typically, they feel so honored or grateful to be asked, or, you know, you feel the need to say yes to have something else happen in the future, like an internship or another job or another shift. And often it may feel like you are saying yes to something for yourself when it is actually in spite of yourself or at a detriment to yourself, especially to your mental health. And you need your mental health in order to succeed, right? So in the moment, I know it can be hard to know what to do, which is why, as students that are listening out there, that you should always take time to pause and weigh the pros and cons. Even if it feels like there's nowhere on earth you would say no to a request, I hope that you can also take the time to pause and check in with your emotions. Eagle FM. Hello, good afternoon. Hello. All right. 083-288-401. That's the studio line if you'd like to join in. We are here to talk about, you know, what is your experience with balancing your career development and having a career? So this is a conversation for the working students out there that are listening right now. And I want to hear from you. How do you balance it? How do you strike that balance between a career and your personal development, especially when one always suffers due to the other? What are some good tips to maintain that balance between your career development and your professional life, especially in the start and in the middle of your career, or probably even those that are going into retirement? How do you find that balance? I was talking to someone about this. I've been having this conversation all weekend, and I was told to ask myself, why do I want to do this? And, you know, sometimes the answer is that, especially when you are working and studying, sometimes the answer is that you need the money, so you perform that extra shift or you take those extra shifts. Sometimes the answer is that you think it will help your career or your school prospects. Sometimes you actually love the work, even if you don't have the time or the energy to do it. Whatever the reason, checking in with yourself can really help you understand your own purpose for doing something, which in turn lets you set boundaries and expectations. I think it is completely okay to do some things because you need to, but it is also okay to say no. You know, saying no is one of the most powerful things that we can do for self-care. And in my case, there will be many opportunities to say yes in the future. And I love what Daniel said, that school needs to come first. There will be many opportunities to say yes in the future. There will be more opportunities when you come with that qualification. And in my experience, you know, one of the things that causes students the most anxiety is feeling like everything is due at once, or thinking, I have so much to do, I'll never get it done. And these thoughts are how anxiety takes a hold, and anticipation of the future makes it hard for you to even start working, much less finish it. Eagle FM. Hello, good afternoon. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. Oh, we are definitely struggling with that caller. 083-288-401. That's the studio line if you'd like to join in on the brand conversation.
Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
It is 20 minutes to 1 o'clock. If you're just joining in, good afternoon to you and welcome to the brand conversation. Now, today we are talking about balancing between studying, working, and having your personal life. You know, when balancing work and college, one of the most important things that I received over the weekend is to communicate, you know, that about all that I have on my plate. Eagle FM.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. Who are we speaking to?
Oh, you're speaking to Josiah.
Josiah, okay. Are you joining us?
Most definitely, yes.
Okay, go ahead. So we're talking about balancing studying, working, and a personal life. What's your experience with that?
With my experience, I would say I recently started. Like, I feel like for some people, it's according to what they may be studying, mm-hmm. and then they're doing the same job, and they have it good. They can probably maintain and then do both at the same time, because I mean, it comes with the understanding of what you do with your job. And for example, let me say someone was doing like accounting, mm-hmm. and then it's in with line of with what you're working with. So I mean, there are maybe other responsibility that takes place that you have to take care of.
Okay.
So maybe it's a little bit hard, but from my point of view, with what in line with what I'm studying, I'm able to balance it out, and then, but it's not always easy. Like you said, for instance, you have to write it down so maybe you don't forget most of the things that you have to do, which really helps if you do write down. But then again, writing it down doesn't mean that you actually would remember at the same time when you're supposed to do something.
Okay.
So maybe when you have to put it on the phone, it's much more helpful.
True. I
tend to notice. If you put it on the phone, maybe, you know, like a reminder ringtone, then it helps.
Yeah.
Especially if you have like a busy schedule or something.
Okay.
But it also, with mental health, I wanted to add on, like, but also with mental health.
Yes, please, go ahead.
It's kind of hard for me. Because mental health also has to do with physical, you know, you have to like take care of the body. If you don't take care of the body, the mind also becomes a little bit sophisticated as well. So it's kind of hard when it comes to a schedule. Like, for example, if you have to like maybe midnight and then you work until night shift, and then it's a little bit hard for you to, you know, think about waking up at this time. But I'm on my side, I'm able to, and really, it works fine, I guess. It's all about, I guess, consistency with my case.
Okay. So, but how do you keep yourself in check mentally, you know, with all of that you have on your plate?
Mentally?
Yeah.
for example, if I'm stressing with something, like if I find it too much or too hard, usually, I don't know, some people don't really take it seriously. They think that it's not necessary. Mm-hmm. I would, you know, do some yoga from time to time.
Okay.
Yeah. From time to time, that helps.
Okay, so you meditate to find your peace.
Yeah, yeah, meditate. You know, breathing exercises, stuff like that.
I hear you.
Yeah. Or maybe you can find like a little bit of sport that you do on occasionally.
Okay, that's actually a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah,
but meditating is much more helpful if you, you know, you take some time to think about stuff as well.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, Josiah, I really appreciate you joining us. Any final thoughts on, you know, how does one balance between giving your maximum effort and you know, to your skills and, of course, also allowing that room for your career development? What's your final thoughts to the ones listening out there?
My final thought, I would say maybe no one is really perfect.
Mm.
So it's okay not to be okay. So you just don't really listen to people for you to be perfect. You know, you have to do this and that. You have to be exactly on point. No, sometimes you just have to accept that things are the way they're supposed to be. And hopefully they'll turn out right. So there's this stigma of people think that things have to be exactly perfect.
That's so
like,
true.
They think that like, things have to go back on track, especially now that the country is a little bit, you know, suffering most of the things that are happening. I guess it's just a matter for people to, like, you know.
I hear you.
It's tougher than you have to go with the flow, I guess. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Sure. No problem.
Thank you. Take care. All right. Wow, what a conversation, and I appreciate each and every one of you for joining in, sharing your experiences, and inspiring the next. Let's quickly pay the bills, and then I will be back to continue giving you more and to share final thoughts.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Olium nangeshifa noahara kushivifa oma kuroe kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali ohe tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
10 more minutes left of the brand conversation, and if you're just joining in, you have still some more time to learn something new in terms of balancing studying, work, and your personal life. I'm inviting each and every one of you to use the time today to share your experiences with us. In terms of how do you find that balance? How do you strike that balance between developing your career and having a career? What is that balance for you? And also having a personal life while staying emotionally healthy. Now, what I really took from what Josiah said when he said it's okay to not be okay, this goes with the advice that it's really important that while balancing your study life, it's important to communicate and ask for help. You know, when you are balancing that, one of the most important things that you need to start with is communicating with your coworkers, your managers, your professors, your advisors about all that you have on your plate. And I want to let you know that notifying people doesn't mean that they have to know everything about you and what you're going through, but it is important for them to know all of your commitments so that they can be flexible and afford extra time for you when it is needed. So doing so can really set up a strong foundation for trust in the future. Because I think often when people work and are in school full time, you know, and that's what I've learned, that your managers, especially if you've done very well, they will allow, managers will allow you to decrease your hours or take time off. I mean, thank goodness our labor protects us in terms of study leave. So yes, be upfront with about your commitments at the beginning of your semester before it feels like an excuse, and be honest about your commitments. Even if it doesn't feel like it, your professors, your employers, they want you to succeed. And I've seen many situations where they have made accommodations to help students to do so. So ultimately, asking for help is a strength. It's not a weakness. Sometimes that help is from your peers, a boss, a professor, maybe even from a mental health professional. But communicating one's needs, that's a very mentally healthy choice. So yes, you can still share your thoughts. We have about 10 minutes exactly now in terms of what is your experience to balancing your career with schoolwork, and what is your tips for those ones that are listening out there. Because like I said, creating a work-life balance, it can be challenging for many. But for working students, a lack of balance can become so overwhelming if healthy living and wellness, like Josiah said, aren't factored into that overall equation. So yes, balancing your coursework, your extra activities, your finances, your personal relationships in a totally new and different environment, it is a tremendous change for students who may be coming from a world where maybe some of their most basic needs will be removed if they don't, if they stop working, and some, their basic needs were taken care of. So let's hear what you have to say. All right. 083-288-401. 9 more minutes left to add your experience and your tips on balancing between studying, working, and having a personal life. You know, creating a work-life balance is even more important during these times of COVID stress. You know, I was looking at this research that said it is a known fact that a high incidence of illnesses occur in tertiary education during periods when students are under additional pressure, like when they're in the process of studying for exams or completing the many papers and presentations required by their schools, right? So if students don't feel adequate or prepared to cope with that new environment of campus life, they could easily become susceptible to depression and anxiety. Another problem that working students often face is also getting involved in too many activities, and now not knowing how to assert yourself by learning how to say no. So time management is especially important for the working students out there, since that campus life can really suck up every available minute if you let it. So the key is definitely to finding the type of activities, like Josiah said, that make you feel good, helps you to recharge your battery so that you can face your commitments, you can face your responsibilities with renewed energy and a renewed sense of purpose. I'm definitely going to start working out. I believe working out is must, getting up from your bed, going to the toilet, going to the kitchen, and getting dressed. That's a lot of working out I've done, right? Right. So yes, finding ways to escape from your daily ground, that can help you function more productively, so that once when you return to the work, you will, undoubtedly have some more, actually better time management skills than most. And I know it can be very challenging, but the positive effect it will have on your overall health and wellness, especially when you do activities like self-care, that'll be more than worth the effort. So let's take a quick commercial break, and then I will be back to share some final thoughts.
Mwakati korubede ro uwe undi, ora tienji o Ikel FM ayalida eraka raimba mbehi naraka. Tuhanasana chine ne o mahungi wenyando, o maihameno, o ruhode, no maunjiro. Na wina kukara no mapuri roo, wavana ni wetu yoshiwana. Na wina kobe o kuhungira o hunga no mamu ino woye. Kukusha ora tiwinji o Ikel FM ika onje kumburungu no mekulisi lo woshiwana. Matu hepa oru ya meto roye, moshimbesho vina vivali, na imbi hedi ombili harukwao. Shimwe oma ongole wadombude no njibisiro, na wina inji on demokrasia ihe mupranga wayo. Hinda ombatro ye yodorande efere no e wileta on blue wileta po isi wileta konomo orange onora ohambonda to imwe ombali olonora mbali oine oimwe oloine mbali miaro kana nombo nange lukwao onora ohambonda tu oimwe ombali olonora mbali oine oimwe oloine mbali po hinda no EFT po shita o stop order ko Ikel Media House kombanga njo kamu TFNB on branch ko utengi ombali ohambo ndatu onora oimwe ohambo mbali ombali mosho mwise miarka no branch ko utanjo ombali ohambo ndatu onora oimwe ohambo mbali ombali mosho mwise wakao namba kumwe itiza shimaliwa oyonji ohambo umwe olo mbali mbali ohambo mbali odo imwe mbali odo nora ndatu oine ondatu ono maramomo hitisa oshimaliwa kwa FNB oyonji ohambo umwe odo mbali mbali ohambo mbali odo imwe mbali odo nora ndatu oine ondatu ungulisa o emaila po ono mara yoye osho o referensa yoye
Eagle FM The eye. Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
4 minutes to 1 o'clock, which means that it's almost that time for me to say my see you laters and make way for the rest of the team. Today we've been talking about how finding the balance between studying, working, and having a personal life can be challenging. Striking that perfect balance is challenging. It is often stressful. You know, most students, especially the working ones, you are faced with the pressure on how to complete assignments on time, earn money, and at the same time, make the most of your life, right? I'm here to remind you to be realistic, okay? You are not a superhuman to have time to do everything on your agenda. So lay out your priorities, you know, plan your activities according to your deadlines and your exam dates. Prioritize your assignments that are due in the short term, but also allow yourself enough time to complete your task in time to avoid stress and last minute work. Be productive out there, but also remember the day only has 24 hours, so you need to also get some sleep. Most importantly, don't forget, I don't know why my English always disappears when I'm finishing, but yes, don't forget to ask for help when you need it. Don't forget to ask for help when you need it, you know, from an academic advisor, student counsel, classmates, to mental health, professional therapists, doctors, and mentors. There are many people who are ready to help you with any situation you might face during this study work life. So reach out for help and advice when you are in problem. I know it's often assumed that students at uni get it easy because all they do is attend a few lectures a week and the rest is all parties and lazy hangover days. But for many, that couldn't be farther from the truth, right? So lots of students are finding themselves unable to cope with their workload, especially if they also have to take on a job to help fund their studies and fund their life as they are studying. So if you're struggling with your workload and you feel like you're heading for burnout, I hope that today has given you enough advice, enough vuma to, you know, getting back a healthy study work life. And I hope that you have learned how to set realistic goals, because that is very important. It is impossible to study all day, every day. It may not actually help. So trying to do that, especially when you don't have study goals, that will make you feel drained. It will make you bored, and it will be, you know, you'll be unable to take in information. So set realistic goals in your personal life. That can really help your well-being massively, and it can support you to think about life outside of studying. Don't forget to look after your health, please. I'm talking to myself. I'm talking about your physical and your mental health, getting enough sleep. And for many, You can also do some exercises, just activities that can give you a balance and also just keep you renewed. And yeah, create a plan. Plans are always important, and use your time, your free time, productively. That's really the most important thing, because it may seem that you have no free time at all, but it's important that you use the free time that you do have constructively.
Do your work and balance your job,
and of course balance your life more effectively. So maybe you can read a book on the way to work, or use a few minutes of your lunch or your break time to study. Those are all important things. And finally, don't overdo it, okay? Be realistic about the time you need to spend studying and working. I hope that you can also remember, most importantly, take care of your body, and we'll also take care of you. I will see you later tonight. That is on Off the Hook from 11 until 2 o'clock. Have yourselves a wonderful rest of your Monday. Do stay tuned for On the Radar.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massively?
No, that's not what I mean. I mean on the silver platter
in terms of the infrastructure.
You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first.
For social position to raise a child, what does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
On the Radar, an Eagle News program that takes you beyond the streets and brings you closer
to our valued listeners and all Namibians. We are living in unprecedented times, which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Mwakati korubede ro uwe undi, ora tienji o Ikel FM ayalira era karayimba mbehina raka. Tuhanasa na chine ne omahungi wenyando, omayihameno, oruhothe, no maunjiro. Na wina kukara no mapulilo, wabana ni wetu yoshiwana. Na wina kobe okuhungira ohunga no mamu inawoye. Kukusha orati winji o Ikel FM ika onje kumurungu, no mekulisiro yoshiwana. Matu hepa oruyameto roye, moshimbesho wina vivali, na imbi hedi ombili harukwao. Shimwe omaongole wadombuze, no njibisiro. Na wina inje on demokrasia ihe mupranga wayo. Hinda ombatro ye yodorande esere no iwaeleta, on blue waeleta, po isi waeleta, konomo oranji. Onora, ohambonda to imwe, ombali, odonora mbali, oine, oimwe, olo ine mbali. Miaro kona nombo nanjiru kwao. Onora, ohambonda tu, oimwe. Ombali, odonora mbali, oime. Oyimwe, odo inembali. Po hinda no EFT, po shita o stop ota ko Ikel Media House. Kumbanga njyo kamuti FNB. Ombranch ko utenji, ombali, ohambo ndatu, onora, oyimwe, ohambo mbali, ombali, moshomise. Miyaka na ombranch ko utanjo, ombali, ohambo ndatu, onora, oyimwe, ohambo mbali, ombali, moshomise. Wakao namba kumwe hitiza shimaliwa oyonji. Ohambo umwe, odo mbali mbali, ohambo mbali, odo imwe mbali, odo nora ndatu, oine ondatu. Onomara mumwe hitiza shimaliwa kwa FNB oyonji. Ohambo umwe, odo mbali mbali, ohambo mbali, odo imwe mbali, odo nora ndatu, oine ondatu. Ungurita o emaila, po o nomora yoye, o show o referenza yoye.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Oulio mnangeshefa, nwahara kushivifa oma akuro e kupitira mohorike radio station na weyo Eagle FM. Enya mkuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali o hetatu batatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.